from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat, and it's Idaho Matters. According to the National Weather Service, the average temperature this month in Boise was 97.2 degrees. In Twin Falls, the average temp was 93.1, Mountain Home, 96.3. So by anyone's definition, it's hot out there for us and for all the wild animals who call Idaho home. And because they can't pop inside for a little air conditioning, animals have adapted to the heat in different ways, including splooting. According to the Collins Dictionary definition, splooting is the act of lying flat on the stomach with the legs stretched out. And you've probably seen squirrels doing this all over sidewalks, maybe in trees. So how does splooting actually help squirrels cool down? And how do other animals in Idaho, like turkey vultures, cool off? To answer these questions, we've asked Idaho Fish and Game Conservation Education Supervisor Victoria Renault back to Idaho Matters to explain. Hi, Vicki. How are you?
I'm fine, Samantha. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Let's start with splooting. So you've seen this. Squirrels lay very flat on the ground or on a branch. We've got a great picture of a squirrel splooting that listener Christine Lee sent us. We're putting it on our Instagram page. But Vicki, tell us about these. These are urban squirrels, not to be confused with ground squirrels. We'll get to them. So how does splooting cool off city-dwelling squirrels?
It's funny because when you mentioned that, I had a splooting squirrel in my backyard just the other day. And what they're doing is they're spreading out their underbelly where they have less hair on a cooler surface. And then that pulls heat from their body into that cooler surface. So a cooler bit of cement, a cooler branch. In the case of my own backyard, it was where I had watered recently in the morning. And there was some cool mud there, and that's where that squirrel was hanging out. And my dogs were not very excited about it, but the squirrel was quite happy.
Well, and squirrels don't have the same glands that we do. I mean, right? They're not sweating like we do.
Exactly. Sweating is a primate characteristic. And so, some mammals do sweat a little bit. You know, horses are one people see. You know, our dogs sweat through their paws and a little bit through their nose, but it's primates, humans and their close relatives that actually have those sweat glands. So animals have to do a lot of different things behaviorally and physically to get rid of the heat other than sweat.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's switch to those ground squirrels because I understand some of them have a very unique way of beating the summer heat.
They do. A lot of people will notice that in the heat of the summer, we just don't see ground squirrels. And a number of species do what's kind of the summertime equivalent of hibernation. It's called estivation. And they will dig down in the ground and pretty much snooze through the hottest parts of the summertime. And this is a great way for them to avoid that really awful heat that we've been experiencing lately.
The first time I ever heard of this, I called it reverse hibernation.
It's kind of the same sort of idea. Another critter that's really interesting here in Idaho that does that is a really cool little toad called a spadefoot toad. And they will estivate through a lot of the summer and they wait until we get some decent rains before coming out and going through their breeding cycle. And because they tend to live in hotter, drier climates, their breeding and development of tadpoles is much faster than other species of frogs. So they may go through eggs tadpole in a week, whereas it might take other frogs a couple of weeks to do that. And it's an adaptation to avoiding that heat.
Wow. We're speaking with Idaho Fish and Game Conservation Education Supervisor Victoria Renault about why squirrels sploot and how other animals cool off in the heat in Idaho. So let's talk about birds. I saw some birds last week. They were sitting there with their mouths open like they were panting. But I'm guessing they weren't panting.
That's exactly what they were doing. It's
really?
Called cooler fluttering. And because, again, they can't sweat, they're exchanging heat through their mouth and their throat through that process of panting. It's similar to how our dogs cool off by that evaporation from the oral cavity. And sometimes if you see a larger bird, it's much more obvious because they're, of course, bigger than it might be in a little songbird. The other things birds will do is they will they'll bathe. So if you have a little bird bath in your backyard, you might see a little more activity at the bird bath, kind of like, you know, the kids at the pool. You know, when it gets hot, they're more likely to want to go to the pool. So you might see that as well.
Nice. Okay. So when we were chatting a little bit back and forth about this segment, You mentioned that turkey vultures, and yes, those are birds in Idaho, have a unique way to cool off. How does that work?
They really do. Turkey vultures are one of my favorite birds because they're just a way cool bird overall. And apologies to anyone eating lunch while you're listening to this, but turkey vultures cool themselves off by pooping on their own legs. And when you think about bird poo, it's pretty much a liquid. So they're doing the same thing as somebody getting wet. They're cooling off through that evaporation of that water on their and other items on their legs. So it sounds kind of gross, but it works for them.
Wow. Okay. That is a very unique adaptation. Oh my gosh. What about other animals? I know you've been looking into this and you put up an exhibit, a little exhibit about how other animals in Idaho cool off.
Sure. One of the things that animals do is they use radiation of heat. So think about a jackrabbit. Those big ears are not just for hearing. They also help that rabbit stay cool by radiating heat off of that larger surface area. The same thing can be said for the wattles on turkeys, their throats. They will radiate heat through that bare skin on the wattles. And I did find out, and we don't, of course, have toucans in Idaho, but in the tropics, toucans will use their beaks, those huge bills, to radiate heat off of their actual beak. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You know, it's fascinating to think that you know, not everybody is the same, and definitely not every animal is the same. And like I said, they can't just, you know, deer and squirrels and turkey vultures can't just go hop into the air conditioning for a couple of hours or drop by the library to take advantage of a cooler atmosphere.
Exactly. And, you know, like a lot of us, a lot of animals will just, they'll not be as active during the day. They'll hang out in the shade. They'll find a cooler spot to be. And, you know, you start seeing some of these kind of funny videos of a moose on a slip and slide or a bear in somebody's little backyard swimming pool. And that's what they're doing. They're taking advantage of what they can find.
What's fascinating. So what can we do to help animals in the heat? You mentioned one thing, if you have put out maybe a bird bath for birds, that might be one way to help.
Yeah, a bird bath, keeping a little area in your yard that's nice and shaded and kind of dampish can really help a lot of these animals. And just don't disturb critters if you see them out and about, if it's hot. Like us, they don't want to get overheated. And so we don't want to disturb animals that are just resting. So that's something that people can do as well.
And I mentioned you have put up a little exhibit about animals in heat. Where can we find that?
It is down here at the MK Nature Center in our kiosk. And it's a great time to be down here at the Nature Center and look around, but it'll give you some just nice pictures of animals just staying cool, and maybe it'll make you feel a little cooler too.
I love it. I love it. And what else is going on at the Nature Center? You guys have been busy.
We've got some Chinook salmon, thanks to our wonderful colleagues in our Fisheries Bureau. They brought salmon week before last, so they are in our Alpine Lake. We've got our sturgeon are being seen, and our pollinator activity is kind of dropping off now that the flowers are kind of done blooming. But early morning and evening is a lovely time to be down here because it's just cooler and more pleasant for us and the animals that live here.
That's right. And you do have a lot of animals there that folks can see. I will put in a plug for the sturgeon. You know, you might just think, oh, you can go see a fish. The magnificence of seeing a sturgeon swimming underneath you on a bridge is just unbelievable.
They're pretty amazing. They really are. We really enjoy getting to see them, and it's fun to have our visitors up in that bridge and then one of those big sturgeons swim under, and especially little kids. They're just so excited to see something that large. So we're really excited to have those guys.
And they're huge.
And speaking of fish, they try and beat the heat too, because water can warm up. So they'll go and find, you know, deeper places to be or shadier spots. And that's one of the reasons why it's important that waters, streams and rivers have shade along them. And so fish can actually seek out some place to get cool. We don't think about fish getting hot particularly, but they can. So that's another way that they beat the heat, so to speak.
Fantastic. We've been speaking with Vicki Renaud, Idaho Fish and Game Conservation Education Supervisor, about why squirrels sploot and how other Idaho animals cool down in the summer heat. And we've got some great pictures that you sent in of animals splooting. So check them out on our Boise State Public Radio Instagram page. Vicki, thanks so much for a little education and finding out more about animals beating the heat.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, and I hope you and everybody listening stays cool.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.